Hello there. This is Paige Estrotori on behalf of Financial Services Online, bringing you a weekly roundup of the latest industry news from within Australia's insurance sector on this Tuesday, December 3rd, 2024. Kicking off this week's news, we spotlight the role of professional indemnity, or PI insurance. The Australian Financial Complaints Authority, or AFCA, is advocating for significantly improved transparency. In the wake of the Dixon advisory collapse, FCA has underscored the current limitations and loopholes plaguing PI insurance policies. Despite the law mandating PI insurance for financial licensees, it's important to note that this does not function as a consumer compensation tool. FCA is urging for clearer insights into the fine print of PI policies, central to consumer compensation outcomes, and integral to supporting the compensation scheme of last resort. Switching gears now to a development from the Senate, which has called upon the Australian Competition and Consumer Commission, the ACCC, in a bid to shed light onto the matter of insurance premiums. The Senate inquiry, led by Greens Senator Maureen Faruqi, is pointing at the urgency of managing unchecked cost increases. Among recommendations put forth are the establishment of a national platform for natural disaster data and even the removal of insurance taxes. Discussion only intensifies around propositions like levies on mineral extraction firms or reviews of strata governance. Barriers, it seems, lay on the road to financial protection against disasters. In other news, the Insurance Council of Australia, or ICA, is pushing for an overhaul in regulations pertaining to the provision of advice. This comes in step with the federal government's efforts to simplify insurance advice. Fret not, as policyholders. The upcoming draft legislation could well be a game changer in your interaction with insurance companies by enabling the delivery of more personalized advice and abolishing traditional fees. Lastly, we have a noteworthy case of a salon owner and QBE Insurance. It's a story highlighting the challenges in interpreting insurance policy clauses. After a struggle over compensation for a faulty refurbished laser machine, the Australian Financial Complaints Authority sided with the salon owner. They concluded that the terms in the insurance policy, namely full value and total new replacement value, were vague, thus reinforcing the necessity for clear communication in insurance contracts. In total, these stories underline the shifting dynamics in insurance, underscore the relevance of clear communication, and reiterate the collective push for consumer-centric policies. From AFCA's call for PI insurance transparency to increased oversight of insurance premiums and the landmark QBE insurance ruling, there's a lot to follow closely. This is Paige Estrotori for Financial Services Online, keeping you updated with the most relevant insurance industry news of the week. Visit us at financialservicesonline.com.au for more information on our personal and business insurance services. Until next Tuesday, stay informed and protected.